10 Philosophical Mistakes by Mortimer J. Adler. Dedicated to Wynne and Larry Aldrich. To the reader. Titles of books are often misleading. Sometimes they are inaccurate. Mine is not misleading, but it is inaccurate. Readers will find that there are more than 10 philosophical mistakes considered and corrected in this book. But there are 10 subjects about which these mistakes are made. A completely accurate but also more cumbersome title would have been 10 Subjects About Which Philosophical Mistakes Have Been Made. I trust readers will understand why I chose the shorter, though less accurate, title. Readers will also find that the 5 chapters of Part 1 are longer than the 5 chapters of Part 2. The reason is that the mistakes discussed in Part 1 are more difficult to expound clearly. It is also more difficult to explain what is involved in correcting them. I should perhaps add that in my judgment, the philosophical errors discussed in Part 1 are more fundamental and give rise to more serious consequences in modern thought. I have not tried to argue for or prove the truths that I have offered as corrections of the errors pointed out. I rely upon the reader's common sense to discern that the corrections have the ring of truth. Prologue. Little errors in the beginning. 1. The least initial deviation from the truth is multiplied later 1,000-fold. So wrote Aristotle in the 4th century BC. 16 centuries later, Thomas Aquinas echoed this observation. Paraphrasing it, he said in effect that little errors in the beginning lead to serious consequences in the end. Neither Aristotle nor Aquinas had in mind the philosophical mistakes, all little errors in the beginning, with which this book is concerned. All of them are modern philosophical errors.